So Balaam was a guy who lived long ago who was thought to have special powers. When people wanted something a lot, sometimes they would go to see Balaam because they had this idea that if Balaam said it would happen, then sure enough, it would happen. So Numbers, which is a book of the Bible, tells how a day came when a delegation came to see Balaam from the king. The king had heard about Balaam's powers, and the king wanted Balaam to put a curse on some people. The delegation said to Balaam, "These people have migrated into our land. They've come from far away. Our king doesn't like it, and the king wants you to curse these people, these migrant strangers, so that we can drive them away." Balaam said, "Well, you better put up your tent and plan to spend the night because I'm going to have to ask God about this request." So while the delegation slept, Balaam prayed, and the answer that God helped him to understand was, "These people are not cursed. They are blessed by God, and no, you're not going to go to the king and do what he's telling you." So in the morning, Balaam said, "Nope, not coming. You might as well go back without me." So the delegation went away, but the king was not prepared to give up. So he sent another delegation, and they said, "The king really wants you to come and curse these people who have come into our land, and the king is prepared to give you fabulous reward if you will come and do this." Well, once again, Balaam spent the night praying, and this time he didn't get a different answer about the people, but he was told, "You may go with these messengers back to the king as long as you're careful to do everything I say and say only what I give you to say." And so they set out, and it was a really hard journey for Balaam. He was riding his donkey, and the donkey kept wandering off the path and into the field, or riding up really close to a boulder or a tree so that it would scrape Balaam's foot or mash it against a rock. Sometimes the donkey would just sit right down in the road and refuse to go any farther. Balaam was getting really frustrated. He found a stick and he started whapping the donkey with it and shouting, "Why are you making such a fool of me? If I had a sword in my hand, I'd kill you right now." Well, at that moment, God made it possible for the donkey to communicate. And the donkey said, "Am I not your donkey that you've ridden your whole life long? Have you ever known me to act this way before?" And Balaam said, "Well, actually, no, now that you mention it, I've never known you to act this way." And as soon as Balaam admitted that, then Balaam's eyes were open to see that in the road in front of them was an angel of God. And that angel was so bright and so solemn that Balaam just wanted to fall down to the ground. He did, knelt down and then lowered his face to the ground and said, "I'm so sorry. I had no idea. Do you want me to turn back and go home?" And the angel said, "You shouldn't have been shouting at your donkey and treating him so badly this whole time. The donkey was only trying to prevent you from doing what God didn't want you to do. But no, you don't need to go home. Now that you understand, you really have to pay attention to God's guidance every moment, you may continue on." And so when they finally arrived at the palace of the king said to Balaam, "What's taken you so long to get here?" And Balaam said, "I've come because you requested it, but I don't want you to think that I'm going to be able to say what you tell me to say just because you demand it. I have to say what God tells me to say." And so once again, Balaam spent the night in prayer. And in his prayer, God helped him to know what to say to the king. And what he said in the morning was, "How can I curse what God has not cursed? How can I denounce what God has not denounced? These people are not cursed. They are, in fact, blessed by God, and they are being guided by God on their journey." Well, this made the king furious. "Go home," he said to Balaam, "and there's going to be no reward for you." And Balaam said, "Didn't I tell you from the very beginning that it wouldn't matter if you gave me your palace filled with gold and silver? I can't say what you want me to say just because you insist or have all this wealth to give. I have to say the message that God gives me. And the message is that what's happening here is not up to me and it's not up to you. It's up to God, and God is guiding these people." So Balaam went back to his place, and the king also went his own way. Sierra, are you ready to hold hands with me and Mom and everybody else? Find a hand to hold. We're going to say a prayer together before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, we ask that you would teach us also to do and to speak as you guide us, no matter what pressure or what enticement we might face. And we thank you, God, for the companions who help keep us on the right path. Amen.